talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And it's a real getaway Friday. Friday, December 31st, 2021. New Year's Eve, 2021, the last day of the year. 20 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you here. Final Exchange Club of the year. Final hour of new programming on this station in 2021. What a year it has been. And we continue on this hour with the Family Feud. Now it is a New Year's themed Family Feud question. Let's just listen to this song for a second. Then we'll come back to it. This hour, New Year's symbol. Now we have seven of them. Ball drop, baby New Year, party hat, champagne glass, father time, fireworks, and a clock. What New Year's symbol are we missing? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, I said it's on napkins and glasses and all kinds of things. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, are you trying to get stars?
Stars! Stars! You finally came up with it.
Well, I went and looked at my New Year's card, and I look at the napkins, and mostly it was just stars and on the trees, so...
Now, see, isn't that interesting? We never think of stars, but they are on all the napkins and everything.
Yeah, I went and looked.
Now, are you having a New Year's resolution this year?
I don't know.
It's coming.
It's just stay out of trouble.
Yeah, well, that's a good one. Do you have a big holiday coming up tonight? Big plans?
No, nope, nothing planned. I don't go around anybody because I don't get the shot, and I have breathing issues, and my son does. I go to the grocery store like every 4 to 6 weeks and kind of stay like a hermit unless I have to go out.
Well, that's okay. I'm sure you're getting a lot of things. Did everything clear up from your Christmas Eve troubles?
Well, I got it taken care of, and because some of them, they were like booked till the middle of January. That's not going to help me any. And stuff, but yeah, I found somebody. He was really good. He really worked on it and everything. So,
well,
so I hope he takes care of it.
Glad it turned out. Good to hear it.
Okay, then. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Yes. So we can do away with that category. New Year's symbols: ball drop, baby New Year, party hat, champagne glasses, father time, fireworks, clocks, and stars. Those are the symbols. New category. All right, we've got two categories left here. Let's see if we can get through these. Now, everybody likes food, so here's a food category for you. Food served on New Year's. Six answers. Food served on New Year's. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Food served on New Year's. six big answers here. Who's going to have them? 740-383-9944. Last new hour of broadcasting here in 2021. Wonder how many hours we did this year. Gotta be a few. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Kraut.
Kraut, number two on the list. You got it. Sauerkraut shows up at number two on the list. Everybody loves that natural probiotic sauerkraut. All right, food served on New Year's. What's the other food served on New Year's? Go ahead, caller.
Pork.
Pork. Let's see here. You know, I can't believe it, but pork is not on this list. Can you imagine that?
No, I can't.
You know, what's the thing behind pork and sauerkraut? Why do we eat that on New Year's?
Supposed to bring you good luck.
Yeah, I've always heard. I wonder why.
I don't know, but it sure doesn't work.
Well, let's hope it does this year. Let's hope.
I hope so. I hope this is coming year's better than this last one.
Let's hope we don't get that winner that Farmer's Almanac lady was talking about.
I know.
Oh,
well,
I hope
she
not.
She could be wrong.
Let's hope. She was wrong about Christmas. Maybe she'll be wrong about winter.
Yeah. Well, Happy New Year, Scott.
You too. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, pork is not on the list. That's odd. I don't know if people included pork with sauerkraut, because I would think pork would be on the list. Does anybody know why we eat pork and sauerkraut on Christmas? Or Christmas, New Year's? Go ahead, caller.
A Reuben sandwich.
A Reuben? No, it's not. I've never heard of that. Is a Reuben something you eat on New Year's?
That's what I thought.
Oh, I no, I...
With another... on a cheese ball.
Oh, yeah, a cheese ball's not on the list, but no, Reuben, I've never heard of that, but that's interesting.
Okay.
Is it because it's pork?
That's what I thought, and it has sauerkraut on it, too.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I never thought about that. Well, hey, that's a good not on the list, but that's a good answer. Thank you.
Okay. You're
bye-bye.
Welcome.
Yeah, Reuben. I wonder, can you even get a Reuben in town anymore? See, I'm curious about everything. How did a Reuben get its name? Why do we eat pork and sauerkraut on New Year's for good luck? All right, we're in the food category here. Food served at New Year's. All we've got, sauerkraut so far. Number two. And the big surprise, pork is not on the list. Go ahead, caller.
How about beef?
What's that?
Beef.
Beef. Let's see, no beef on the list. Beef does not make the list. Food served on New Year's. Sauerkraut, number two. That's all we've got so far. We've got five other answers here. Food served on New Year's. 740-383-9944. 27 and a half minutes past the hour. I've got one category left after this one, if we make it through this one. New Year's themed category. Food served on New Year's. Does anybody know? Did we run through the whole grocery store already here? Well, we got sauerkraut. All right, go ahead, caller.
It's got to be pork.
No pork on this list. Isn't that unbelievable?
Oh, my gosh. That is just amazing. That list, where did you find that list?
Well, I don't know. And I don't know if they just considered pork would go with sauerkraut. I don't know what they did.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, I thought that was 100% guarantee there, but I guess I failed.
Well, now, do you know why we eat pork? Nobody knows this. Why do we eat pork and sauerkraut on New Year's?
I don't know why they picked that. They said, you know, if you eat it, you have good luck for the year, but I actually like it, so I eat it all year round, but I definitely will be making it tomorrow.
Now, what kind of pork? Do you do pork chops, or do you pork roast?
Well, I usually just throw a pork roast in the crock pot, and then, you know, once it gets about done, I'll throw a couple cans of sauerkraut in there. But I've been known to just do bratwurst and sauerkraut, just as long as I get something in me that day.
You know, I like the pork chops. I have to say, I'll say I like boneless pork chops, and then people will say, oh, I can't give him a pork chop with a bone on it. I really like pork chops in general, because it's something I don't cook for myself, so pork chops and sauerkraut are always good.
I'm in favor of it, too. I love pork chops. I love all of it.
Absolutely.
I like ham, bacon, it don't matter.
Yeah, all that stuff is good. There's nothing wrong with it. And as long as you do it in moderation, everything's okay.
There you go. Right.
Well, Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, sauerkraut's on the list, but we don't have any of the other answers yet. Food served on New Year's. 740-383-9944. Let's see. Food served on New Year's. Give us a buzz. Sauerkraut. That's all we got. Do you have your sauerkraut? Is the store sold out of it? Go ahead, caller.
How about pizza?
Pizza. You know what? It's not on the list, but you know what? I'm going to persuade the person I'm with tonight to get pizza.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I just figured, because a lot of people does that. Like Christmas Eve, man, it was, trying to get one was like crazy.
Oh, really? Christmas Eve's a busy pizza night?
Oh, yeah. It was like three places. I couldn't believe how bad they was.
Wow, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm going to try for a pizza tonight, but you better get the order in early, I think.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to wish you a happy New Year. Be safe, and hope your New Year is better than the last.
You too. Happy New Year.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We're talking food served at New Year. I want a pizza tonight myself. Now, I'll eat the pork and sauerkraut tomorrow, but a good pizza sounds good tonight for some reason. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Collard greens.
Collard greens. You know, no collard greens on the list. No collard greens. Well, we're still at one answer here. Sauerkraut. Food served at New Year's. Five answers left here. All we've got so far is sauerkraut. 31 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answer? These other foods, I guess they're New Year's foods. Maybe we're going to the wrong parties. New Year's food is the category. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you gotta have mashed potatoes anyhow. I like what the other caller said. Pot roast with sauerkraut or cabbage, and you know what? You talk about a Reuben sandwich, you want a good one. You go buy it all the time out there. The Arby's there at Sonic.
Oh, they have a good Reuben?
You go in there and they'll give you a Reuben sandwich that you'll say, hey, if you've ate at any restaurants and ordered them in Carolina, I have a lot of time, and that is a one good Reuben sandwich. Yes, it is.
I'll have to check that out. Hey, thanks.
Sure thing. Did I get mashed potatoes?
You know, mashed potatoes isn't on the list. Isn't that sad?
Well, what you asked the question, I wonder why that's a tradition on New Year's. Well, I imagine back in the years when the farm and stuff, they lived off the farm and everything, and they celebrated New Year's like we do. I imagine that's about the only thing they had around the farm would be some pork, and they always had kraut made in a crock and everything. Well, I've done that for years and years, and it's a wonderful, wonderful tasting thing. I don't know why it is. I guess maybe because you made it yourself.
You know, I thought maybe we eat that on New Year's because maybe on New Year's Eve they eat too much cheese, so they need that probiotic sauerkraut on New Year's Day.
Yes, and you'll be a good runner after that first of year because you'll be going there to make a deposit.
Exercise, you got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. No mashed potatoes on the list. 740-383-9944. Sauerkraut is number two, but what are the other five foods? Food served on New Year's, I guess the New Year's holiday is basically what we're saying here. There is one drink on here. So there's one drink and four foods left. Go ahead, caller.
How about ribs?
No ribs on the list, but that's a good pork. No ribs.
Okay.
No ribs on the list. 740-383-9944. Food served on New Year's. And one drink on the list here. Everybody should know what the drink is. After all the questions we've done here this morning, everybody should know what the drink is. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, since the ball game's going on and everything, it's hot dogs.
What's that? Hot dogs?
Hot dogs.
No hot dogs. No. No hot dogs on the list. But, you know, I like the hot dogs, so I would have a hot dog on New Year's. No hot dogs. Food served on New Year's. The only one we've got so far is sauerkraut. We've got five other answers. One is a drink, and four are foods. Okay, let's see if this person knows. Let's get to the phone here. Go ahead. Well, go ahead, caller.
Prime rib.
No prime rib, but boy, that sounds good too. No prime rib at the New Year holiday. That's good if you're going to a nice fancy party. Food served on New Year's. Does anybody know? All right, go ahead, caller.
I'll try shrimp cocktail.
You know, shrimp is on the list. Number five, you got it.
All right. Thanks.
Shrimp did show up on the list. Number five. So now we've got sauerkraut and shrimp. Sauerkraut number two. Shrimp is number five. So we've still got four answers on the list. 740-383-9944. Three foods, one drink. Go ahead, caller.
Champagne.
Champagne, that's the drink. Number three, you've got it.
Okay.
Champagne was the drink we were looking for. It shows up at number three on the list. So we've got sauerkraut, champagne, and shrimp. Still three answers left to go. Food on New Year's. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got sauerkraut, champagne, and shrimp. Three other answers. Are we going to get them? New Year's food is the category. Go ahead, caller.
Black Eyed Peas.
Black Eyed Peas, number one on the list. What's the story behind Black Eyed Peas? Oh, the caller left us. What is the story behind Black Eyed Peas? I've always heard that on New Year's Day, but I've never had them, and I don't know. Good luck. I know it's good luck, but I don't know what the story is. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say lamb.
No lamb on the list. No lamb. No, we did get the number one answer, which was black eyed peas. We got black eyed peas, sauerkraut, champagne, and shrimp. But I've also heard black eyed peas for good luck, but I don't know why black eyed peas for good luck. Go ahead, caller.
How about sweet potatoes?
No sweet potatoes on the list. Sweet potatoes do not make the list. Black eyed peas, sauerkraut, champagne, and shrimp. So far, 37 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. And we can get the last three answers here. Or last two answers. We're down to two. Then we can move on to the final category I have for today. Two answers left. Food on New Year's. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say chicken.
No chicken on the list.
Chicken.
Chicken does not make the list for food on New Year's. Black-eyed peas, sauerkraut, champagne, shrimp. Still two left. What are they? 740-383-9944. Two dishes, two foods that people like on, well, I guess the New Year's holiday. Go ahead, caller.
Cornbread.
No cornbread on the list. No cornbread on the list. You know, one is kind of a dessert. I guess you'd call it a dessert. And the other is more main course-ish. I think that's a word I just made up. Main course-ish. Something you would eat for the main course. Food served at New Year's. Black-eyed peas, sauerkraut, champagne, shrimp, and two that we're missing. 21 minutes left to go here. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Oh, we got disconnected there. 740-383-9944. Food on New Year's. Got your sauerkraut, your champagne, your shrimp, your black-eyed peas. Alrighty here. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm here on the phone crying again. You got to give me a hint. Would that be in the vegetable line, meat line, or maybe you could give us a little hint there?
The vegetable line.
Okay, is the remaining all of them in the vegetable line?
Well, the remaining food is in the vegetable item, and the other one's a dessert.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Scott.
No problem. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. One is a dessert, and one is a vegetable. How about that? 740-383-9944. Foods you eat on New Year's. About 19 minutes left in the program here today. 740-383-9944. Are you at the grocery store right now buying up all these foods that we're going to eat tonight? All I want is a nice big pizza. Pizza and maybe some breadsticks for New Year's Eve. Now, tomorrow, I like pork chops. I like pork chops with a bone, boneless pork chops, whatever. Pork chops and sauerkraut. Very, very, very good food. And apparently, to give you good luck in the new year. Why? We have no idea, but allegedly, it will give you good luck. And we heard earlier on about putting, apparently, money in a pillowcase and putting it under your doormat will give you good luck. I don't know why, and I'm not sure how long you're supposed to leave it under your doormat, but that's interesting. Go ahead, caller.
What about that horrible green bean casserole?
No green bean casserole on the list.
Okay.
No green bean casserole on the list. How about that? No green bean casserole. What are these two foods? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. I'm going to cry on your shoulder again, Scott. Would that vegetable be in the pie line?
Well,
that takes in a lot of pie now.
Well, it does. You know, I'm trying to think. This is not a vegetable that I buy a whole lot, so I'm not sure where they put it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Yeah, I'm just going to get on here while I can. Well, I'm going to make a New Year's resolution. I'm going to make a point the next time that Adam is in the studio, I'm coming up personally and I want to meet him because I'm not going to be with a blindfold over me. I want to see him and then I want to talk to him, and I'm pretty well sure that I will say that he's a nice guy. You can't judge people by over the radio because, boy, oh boy, there's a lot of false ones. But I think that was my goal for the next year. Boy, that just seems like that isn't a big goal. People say, boy, he's nuts, isn't he? But, yeah, I want to do that. So if Adam's listening, Happy New Year to you also, Adam.
All right. Thank you. Boy, I'll tell you, that's one New Year's resolution I could avoid. Of course, Adam and I have already met. But, we've spent enough time together. We spend enough time together as we pass each other in the studio. All right, food served at New Year's. We got black-eyed peas, sauerkraut, champagne, and shrimp. You know, I was out here when Adam threw that fruitcake. About killed 7 or 8 people over to the left. I still don't know what happened that day. Holy mackerel. Oh, you know what? I have a story left over from Christmas to tell you. And this is an honest-to-goodness story. And I was going to tell this all week, and I totally forgot. This is the truth. And I'm not going to say much more than what it is, but it was one of the oddest things. You know, and I know a lot of you are into the paranormal. But this happened on Christmas, okay? I went to a Christmas party, or a Christmas get-together, whatever you call it. And I was sitting on the couch with some other people. And there was this little boy, probably, I don't know, 2 or 3 years old. Couldn't have been more than that. just talking, just walking. And I don't think I have ever met this boy. Now, maybe one other time. It may be. If I had, it's been at least a year ago. So I'm sitting there on the couch, and this little boy, who his parents were in the room, and other family members were in the room, and I've never met him, and he comes up and he says something to me, and I could not really understand what he was saying the first time he said it. So I said, what was that? What did you say? And here's what he said. This is what he said. And he had the most shocked look on his face I've ever seen. He said, "I thought you died." That's what he said. And he was stunned, this 3-year-old. And he looked, and I of course took my I don't know what you would call it. I took my pulse to make sure I was still alive. And he said it like 2 or 3 times. With just shock in his voice, he said, "I thought you died." Now, isn't that strange? A little 3-year-old boy I've never probably met one other time, never, I probably haven't seen him in over a year, and that's what he walked in the room and said, "I thought you died." And he was shocked. I don't know what that was all about. I've been meaning to tell that story all week. Any ideas about that one? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You got any thoughts on that? Oh, are we going to finish off this category? We've only got 14 minutes left here. All right. Food served at New Year's. We've got black-eyed peas, sauerkraut, champagne, shrimp. Two answers left, 740-383-9944. But how about that? On Christmas Day, "I thought you died." And he wasn't frightened or anything. He was just shocked that I would be there. Go figure. 740-383-9944. Food served at New Year's. All right, well, one's a vegetable, and one is a dessert. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about bratwurst?
No bratwurst on the list. Bratwurst does not make the list. Food served at New Year's. 47 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 47 and a half minutes past the hour. 12 and a half minutes left and 2 answers to go here on this New Year's Eve 2021. Food served at New Year's. One is a vegetable and one is a dessert. Or, you know, even this dessert you could probably call an appetizer. It's a very unique dessert. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. 48 minutes past the hour. Food served at New Year's. Apparently nobody around these parts eats this vegetable on New Year's. Does anybody know what the vegetable is? Does anybody know what the dessert is? And again, the dessert could also kind of be an appetizer. We've already got black-eyed peas. We've got sauerkraut. We've got champagne. We've got shrimp. What are the remaining 2 answers? Coming up on 49 minutes past the hour. Apparently, New Year's foods are not exactly our forte here on this station. Does anybody know the 2 remaining foods on this New Year's 2021? Black-eyed peas. Why do we eat black-eyed peas on New Year's? We all say this stuff's for good luck, but why is it for good luck? Why pork and sauerkraut? What's the good luck behind that? but stores will be packed by people buying pork and sauerkraut. People like their pork roast and their sauerkraut and their pork chops, so on and so forth. All right, here comes a call. Maybe somebody's figured out the vegetable or the dessert. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, so I was Googling this just to see, you know, what they said, and they say something called lentils.
Lentils. Now, what's a lentil?
I don't know. I don't know. But it says New Year's Day, lentils and beans.
You know, lentil is not, this would be, I know a lot of people eat this food because I see a lot of people buying it, this vegetable, but I've never heard it associated with New Year's, but I guess it is.
All right, well, I just thought I'd try because everything I look at says beans and lentils.
Beans and lentils. Hey, have you ever heard of black-eyed peas?
I have heard of black-eyed peas. I don't like it. I tried it one time.
Now, what is a black-eyed pea? I don't think I've ever heard one.
I couldn't even tell you what the heck it was.
It doesn't taste like real peas, huh?
I didn't like it, but I don't like peas either, so.
So, what do you make of that whole Christmas thing where the kid walked up and said, I thought you died?
that's kind of odd right there. I just wonder if he was, you know, he heard an adult say that at some point, maybe, and just said it.
What do you say to a kid?
I don't know what my answer would be. No, I'm right here, buddy.
Yeah, well, I said, well, I think I'm alive. I don't think I've died. It was so strange because if it was a kid who knew me, I could kind of understand that, but I don't. And he was shocked, not scared, just, you know, like surprised that I would make it to Christmas since I had died.
I mean, I'm not laughing at that. It's just, yeah, I could just see it. It's funny. I could just picture a little kid saying that.
It was very, and in the room, I tell you, nobody really laughed. It was, they were more shocked, too, that nobody really understood it.
Wow, like it was a serious thing. Like,
well, I mean, I think one person might have laughed just because it's an awkward moment. But for the most part, the kid's parents, they were kind of, just shocked. They didn't really understand it.
Let's hope that maybe the kid doesn't have some kind of sixth sense or something. Let's hope that he doesn't have that.
Well, maybe I've died and come back.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good.
We'll go, we don't want to go the other way. That would be bad.
Yeah, no, we don't want to think negative.
No, we want to be happy on the new year. But no, thanks for calling.
All right, you have a good one.
You too, bye-bye. No lentils. Yeah, the phrase on Christmas was, I thought you died. I don't know. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Two foods left. One's a vegetable. People eat this vegetable all the time. They eat it year-round. They love it. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, real quick, that you... And everybody at the station, y'all have a safe and normal New Year's.
Well, you too, Bob. I appreciate you being out there listening to the station. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, Happy New Year. Well, yeah, by the way, I appreciate all the listeners. I say this at Christmas. I say it at Thanksgiving. If we didn't have listeners, we would not be here. So thank you, thank you, thank you to all the people who listen all year round and hopefully stick with us through another year, 2022. All right, are we going to hit these two foods? 53 minutes past the hour. Black-eyed peas, sauerkraut, champagne, and shrimp. Those are the answers we have. Two answers left. One's a vegetable. One is sort of a dessert. Sort of a dessert. It can be used as an appetizer. It's a weird one. I'll put it that way. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Corn.
Not corn. Good guess, though. Not corn. It's a vegetable. It's a vegetable that people eat year-round. It is stocked in the stores all year-round. What is this vegetable? 740-383-9944. Apparently, it is also a New Year's tradition. And a dessert. Nobody's taking a stab at the dessert. I guess we're not going to get to the last category today. We're having trouble getting through this one. 54 and a half minutes through the hour here. 5.5 minutes left. New Year's Eve 2021. A vegetable that people eat on New Year's or a dessert? What would it be? 740-383-9944. You got to run down that that vegetable aisle. Think of the vegetables that we have not brought up on the show. Think of what you might be having tomorrow for New Year's dinner. What kind of vegetable? All right. Well, maybe this person knows. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Okra.
Not okra. Good guess, though. Not okra. It's a vegetable that people eat all the time, though. I see so much of this sold. It's not one of my favorites, but it's fairly common in people's households. A lot of people just love it. What is the vegetable? 740-383-9944. What is the dessert that people serve on New Year's? 55 and a half minutes past the hour here. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Is it mashed potatoes?
Not mashed potatoes. Good guess, though. Not mashed potatoes. We've got a vegetable left here and a dessert. New Year's favorites. 740-383-9944. And just a few minutes left in the last broadcast, live broadcast of 2021 from WWGH Radio. As we wrap up another year of broadcasting here at the radio station. 740-383-9944. Food you serve on New Year's. Now there is one. It would tip you right off, though, if I told you. Go ahead, caller.
Was it squash?
Not squash. Good guess, though. Not squash. Food you serve on New Year's. What is it? 740-383-9944. A food you serve on New Year's. It's a vegetable. 56 minutes past the hour here. As time just keeps on ticking by. We do not have the answer. All right, go ahead, caller.
Cabbage.
Cabbage, you got it. Cabbage number 4 on the list.
It brings you good luck.
Yeah, is that traditional?
Yep.
Oh, that's good. Cabbage, sounds good. Thanks, Ernie. All right, well, now we've just got the dessert. Cabbage was the vegetable. All right. One answer left. What's the dessert? The New Year's dessert. Go ahead, caller.
How about a cake of some kind?
A what?
A cake.
Oh, a cake. No, this is not a cake.
All right.
All right. This is not a cake. What is the dessert? Not a cake. So we've got black-eyed peas, sauerkraut, champagne, cabbage, shrimp. The only answer left is our dessert. What is it? It is not a cake. I can tell you that. Go ahead, caller.
A donut?
Not a donut. Not a cake. Not a donut. 740-383-9944. A New Year's dessert. What would it be? 58 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. About to wrap up broadcasting for 2021. What is this final answer? It's a dessert. It's not a cake. It's New Year's themed. Don't want to give you too big of a hint here yet. Food served at New Year's. We've got black-eyed peas. We've got sauerkraut. We've got champagne. We've got cabbage. We've got shrimp. What are we going to have for dessert? 740-383-9944. Coming up on 59 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. Does anybody know what the dessert is? As I take a drink. As we're about to wrap up 2021, head into 2022. Well, I hope everybody has a safe and happy night. Hope you get what you want to eat tonight.
Hope everybody makes it safe in your family. Hope you watch that new year roll in. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I got to get into the Jell-O or marshmallow combination, something like that for dessert.
No, well, you know, I love it, but no Jell-O, no Nuts Blocks.
No marshmallows or nuts and stuff like that?
No marshmallows, no nuts. When you meet Adam, you'll meet all the nuts you need.
Well, I'll let me be the one to decide, and then I'll be satisfied.
It'll take you about 5 seconds.
Bye.
All right, what's the New Year's dessert? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The New Year's dessert. All right, maybe this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
Apple pie.
Not apple pie. No, it's not apple pie. What is the New Year's dessert? We're talking New Year's food here. Oh, I'm going to give about a minute left. About a minute left in the program here. Black-eyed peas, sauerkraut, champagne, cabbage, shrimp. Those are the answers we have. Who's going to get our final answer of the year? How about that? We can say that. Final answer of the year, 2021. Okay, I'll give you a big, big hint since we're about to wrap up the program here. This is a dessert you would get at, well, I'm not going to give you the hint yet. I'm going to take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Not a cheesesteak.
This is a dessert. A cheesecake. Not a cheesecake. Did I say cheesesteak? Oh, man. I got to get off the air for the year. Not a cheesecake. All right. 7403839. Oh, man. 4-4. Cheesesteak. Cheesecake. Doesn't really matter, does it? Okay. You would get this dessert at the House of Hunan, where they have the famous wonton soup. This is where you would get this dessert. What is the dessert? 740-383-9944. Who's going to dial the phone fast enough and wrap up this year for us? Holy mackerel. Get the hook for me for 2021. Here we go. Final answer of 2021, I bet. Go ahead, caller.
Ice cream?
Not ice cream. No. Not ice cream. I thought we had the answer there. Not ice cream. What is this dessert? House of Hunan is where you would pick up this dessert here in Marion. It's, House of Hunan, the home of the famous wonton soup. But I like the lemon chicken at House of Hunan with that lemon glaze. Very, very good. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Egg roll.
Not an egg roll. Good guess, though. Not an egg roll. Now, remember, it's a dessert. You would get it at the House of Hunan. 740-383-9944. What is this dessert? Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Fortune cookie.
Fortune cookie. You got it. Thank you. Fortune cookie. Absolutely. Fortune cookie on the list. Food served at New Year's. Black-eyed peas, sauerkraut, champagne, cabbage, shrimp, and fortune cookie. Go ahead, caller. Nope, I guess it was fortune cookie. Well, I want to wish everybody the greatest, happiest new year. I'll be back with you next week. So will the rest of the gang. Be safe if you're on the roads. Be safe if you're out. And have a great, great new year. We love you all here at this station. For 2021, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Order of WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Address, 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9